There is a story in each one of us, written on the pages of our lives, in the ink of experience. Stories that form the foundations of who we are, how we see the world, and how the world in turn sees us. In so many ways, human and individual identity is narrative-driven and experientially expressed. Our perceptions, biases, and preference of what we think and who we are can find themselves beginning in someone's narrative. Stories that we end up believing without investigation, while others are stories that are being told by those who lived their telling. So where do we begin with the building of individual identity and our collective sense of self? We begin with the narratives we tell ourselves and we tell of others. We examine their origins and the truths behind their perpetuation. As a teenager, growing up in London in the 1970s and attending high school, I was declared uneducatable and permanently excluded from mainstream school. And not just me as a young first generation black British boy, but also young white Irish boys. Our identity defined by narratives not of our making, but which drastically affected the way in which we moved in the world. Now, that was a massive narrative and a massive example of how narrative affects how we move. But what about the smaller but equally insidious narratives that follow us through life? The things said about us and the things that we tell ourselves. You know, some stories are hard to face, and some stories are just impossible to believe. You know, there are other stories that we had no business knowing, and then some that we just wish we did not know. And then other stories, gosh, that are just that, stories. Stories that have no factual basis in reality. So we begin with the stories in the places that taught us to know ourselves and see others. The values and traditions that they taught us and expected us to pass down to the next generation. You know, having traveled the world as much as I have over the past 25 years, exploring the narratives and the stories that define us as individuals, the more I've done so is the more I've come to see so many more things and so many common threads that speak to our universal sameness as human beings and not our differences. And in doing so, I've come to believe that the more we can see our sameness beyond our different languages, ethnicity, and culinary dishes is the more that we can find more reasons to engage and not ignore, to empathize and not dismiss. We seem born into a world and a way of seeing each other in the world that emphasizes difference with little or no reference to sameness. A world that teaches us to fear each other without even questioning why. But what if truly knowing me and what it means to be me was somehow inextricably linked to also knowing and engaging you? What if being fully human meant knowing myself in the different sameness that you represent? You know, the most overlooked and underappreciated factor that goes into the making of us as individuals is our collective connection to each other. Because story is everything that data and statistics can't be. And every day as we walk and work and recreate, as we interact in the places that we daily do life, each and every one of those days is a day in which life is holding daily lessons. Lessons that give us our opportunity to better know ourselves and know each other in the process. So, if there is truly a story in each and every one of us, written daily on the pages of our lives, in the ink of experience, then I've decided that I'm committing myself to seeing and reading my story through your story too. Okay, let's do the work. What did you grow up believing about certain people that you've had to unlearn? Make a list of the beautiful things in your story that you hide. Then I want you to answer this question. Why do I hide this? And lastly, learn something new about someone this week and teach someone something new about you this week. Okay, let's go do the work.